are the things in her well potentially linked to these health problems, regardless of whether we can prove that it's from the coal ash, because the questions get mixed up. We can't avoid the fact that they're intertwined. Mm-hmm. But there's a similar group of people that showed up at a public hearing on the same issue of how quickly Duke needs to clean up the coal ash at the Cliffside plant in eastern Rutherford County. It's on the line between Rutherford and Cleveland counties. And those people had similar concerns. One of them talked about nothing will grow on her property that's about 30 yards from the coal ash basin there. Others talked about simply not knowing, is it safe for me to water my crops from the well here? Is it safe for me to feed this to my animals? So a lot of questions people had about the way this works. Part of the problem is that there's not clear standards for some of these toxins. What is a safe level, especially from the state of North Carolina? In some cases, there are federal standards, and in a few cases, the wells did test as being higher than the federal standards. For instance, the woman in Arden, her well tested excessively high for iron and manganese. Other people had high tests for hexachromium, which is a scary chemical well known to the public because of the movie Erin Brockovich. The problem with hexachromium, though, it's a known carcinogen if you inhale it. What happens if you drink it is a lot more controversial. And at the moment, there's not a clear standard at the federal level, and there's no clear state standard for how much hexachromium is safely in your water.
Which standards are more stringent, the federal level or the state level standards?
Well, in some cases, the state has no standards. The state sought to impose not really a proper standard, but they sought to say, okay, well, if we find elevated levels when we test, we're going to issue a warning to people saying, don't drink this water. But Duke Energy came back and quite correctly pointed out that they were imposing a standard that was different than the federal standard, much more stringent, and that if they were to do this with groundwater, why weren't they doing it with public utilities, many of which had more elevated levels than these wells? And so the state reversed itself a few weeks ago and said, well, at least for hexachromium and vanadium, which are both items that were problematic and found in a lot of these wells, we're going to say that we're going to rescind these do not drink orders. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's safe to drink that water, though. It just means that they didn't feel they had enough evidence to say, don't drink the water. And so one of the questions we wanted to look at is, are these health problems people are citing evidence of there really being a more serious problem?
How would you describe the mood of these people that were concerned about their health?
Somewhere between despondent and, well, actually despondent's a pretty good word. There was a person who talked to us at the event in Rutherford County. She spoke at the hearing there in Spindale at Isothermal Community College. And Donna Turner, she described horrible health conditions. She doesn't know for sure that these are connected to anything in her water and whether anything in her water is connected to coal ash. But she can see where she lives. She sees that things won't grow on her property anymore. And she described horrible conditions with her skin, her teeth, other illnesses that are occurring. And at the end of her statement, as she spoke, she just, you know, she looked at the Duke representatives who were there and said, you know, they got plenty of money. Why don't they do something about this? They just don't care. I'm not going to say that she's right about that, but I understand where she's coming from. I understand why they feel abandoned and they feel like nobody's giving them answers. And so I think there's an urgency for public policymakers to come up with better answers than they've been able to provide so far. Mm-hmm. These people feel like they're left in limbo.